Masechta Menachos, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, where it says at the beginning of a line, Hai Mai. At this point, the Gemara had asked a kasha, or Pop had asked a kasha on something we assumed for a pashtus before. Now, just for a quick review, we're holding in the middle of an Iboya. The Shaila was that if Shechita Lishmo was made on the Shnei Kvosim, but the Zika was made Shaloi Lishmo. So, is there any tzad in the world to be matir that Lechem Ba'achila? Now, at first glance, it seems that there's no one that would be matir the Lechem Ba'achila unless the Zika was made Lishmo. But the Gemara brought a Machloikas of a lesson of Akiva involving a case where the Lechem was outside during the Zika. It was already Yotza, Ben Shechita LeZika. And then the Zika was made with a Machsheves Pigel. So Rebbe Lezer says the Machsheves Pigel doesn't affect the Lechem, and Rebbe Kiva said the Machsheves Pigel does affect the Lechem. Now, in explaining Rebbe Kiva's Shita, we had to say two things. Number one, it goes according to his Shita in other places that Zika Mayalas L'Yoytze. Zika is effective upon something that was Nifsal B'Yoytze and is presently outside of the Azor. But something more had to be said for the case of Shtei HaLechem, because the Shtei HaLechem is not part of the Korban itself, and there's a big svara to say that once it's outside of the Azorah during the Zrika, so what took place during the Zrika should not affect the Shtei HaLechem that's outside. So to understand Rabbi Kiva, who says that the Zrika Spigel does affect the Shtei HaLechem even though it's outside, we had to come up with a second chiddush beyond his regular Shita of Zika Mayos L'Yoytze, and we had to say that the Shtei HaLechem is totally and completely part of the Korban. Whatever happens to the Korban on account of the Zika, that exact same thing happens to the Lechem, even if the Lechem should be outside the Azor. And once we came up with this Chiddush to say that the Lechem is completely tofel and bottle to the Korban, we have now grounds to say that if there was Zika Shaloi Lishma, which of course is Mata de Bizar HaKorban, because that's the first Kalal and Kochim, that Kol HaZvochim Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lashmon Ksherim, Azrika Shaloi Lashmon does not pass the Korban. And the Besara Korban is definitely Mutar Bachila. And once we assume for a Pashtus that the Lechem is completely tuffled to the Besara Korban, it too should be Mutar Bachila, even with Azrika Shaloi Lashmon. So Rav Papa asked that perhaps there's an easier way of explaining the Machloikis between Rav Akiva and Rav Elezer, without having to say this big chiddush that the lechem is completely tuffel to the Besar HaKorban, by saying that the case of lechem involves a tzir where the lechem was taka yotza ben shechita l'zrika, but it was brought back into the Azorah, and now it has the psul of yotze. That's why Rabbi Lezer says that the zrika's pigel is ineffective on that lechem, because once it's nifsal b'yotze, it can't receive the additional psul of pigel. But Rebbe Kiva holds, like Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, that there is no psul yoytze until after the Zrika, because the Kedusha is not chal till after the Zrika. The Mele, the lechem that was taken out and brought back in, has absolutely no psul attached to it, and if there's a Zrika spigel, of course it affects every part of the korban, including the lechem. But if the lechem were outside during the Zrika, then it's too much to say that a Zrika spigel should affect lechem outside of the Azorah during the Zrika, because lechem is not completely tofel to the korban, to the degree that whatever happens to the besar korban must automatically happen to the lechem. And Menela, with this new pshat Rebbe Kiva, we wouldn't be able to use this to help our Iboya, because that's the only grounds we have for saying that a Zika Shalei Lishmo could possibly be mate the lechem. So the Gemara says that would be a wrong way of learning the Machloikas, Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Kiva. Hai mai. Now, how would this work out? If we say that Rebbe Kiva, as well as Rebbe Lezer, of course, both hold like Rebbe, the Omer Shechita Mekachaluhu, that the Shechita is Mekadish the Lechem, Haina Dekon Rebbe Kiva, Dekachaluhu Bishchita, this will explain the Shechita of Rebbe Kiva, who says that the Lechem was already Kodosh Bishchita, and when it went out, and it's Yoitza during the Zrika, it's Kodosh, V'ashi Zrika, Kovaluhu B'Pigul. Then the Zrika comes and completes the Pigul upon a lechem which was already kodosh alongside of the korban, because whatever had the kedushas haguf of the korban becomes mispagel through the zrika. Elo yamit karbalozer reb shimon svirle. But if we'll say that he holds like karbalozer reb shimon, the omer is vichaloy mekacha. The shechita has no power to be mekadosh the lechem at all. And at the point where the zrika pigel was being made, the lechem has no kedushas haguf as yet. It's always the zrika that creates that kedushas haguf. Now, zikas pigul mimakacha, could we possibly say that a zika which is pigul should make such a kedusha? The Omer Avgidl Omer Rav, didn't Avgidl say b'shem Rav that zikas pigul ain't a mevili de meila? Zikas pigul does not bring a murei kodshim kalim de meila. As I explained previously, the thing that makes a murei kodshim kalim to be considered kodshim kadoshim, to be subject to the din of meila, is the zikas akorban. Until then, it's all kodshim kalim, which has no din meila. By the way, when we speak about the din meila, that means that at that point, that there's a din me'ila, if somebody has hanor from the thing that has a din me'ila, he has to bring a korban me'ila to the Beis HaMikdash to be mechaper on his chait of the moil behegdash. And Avigdol Omer Rav said that the zika of pigul does not have that effect to turn a murei kodshim kalim into kodshe kadoshim, which are subject to the dinam of me'ila. Ve'ena moitziya midei me'ila. And doesn't take away from me'ila. Now he explains, Eina mevili de me'ila be murei kodshim kalim, ve'ena moitziya midei me'ila be besar kodshe kadoshim. Kodshe kadoshim are completely subject to me'ila. Once the shechit and the zikah are made, though, the boser becomes muter b'achila, and is no longer a din me'ila. Anything that's muter b'achila has no me'ila. And Rav Gidl says that a zikah of pigul does not have this power to take off me'ila from besar kodshe kadoshim. Now, the svara behind Rav Gidl is a svara pshuta. A zrika of pigul is definitely not a proper zrika. And since zrika has to accomplish these two things, that is to create a me'ila in a murei kodshim kalim, and to remove me'ila from besar kodshe kadoshim, zrika of pigul doesn't have the power to accomplish that. It's only zrika as far as giving the halachas of pigul to a korban, being mechayev someone koras if he eats from that korban. But zikas pigul creates no kapora for the baal hakorban, and since the yesod of zikah is kapora, ki adam hu banefesh shechaper, zikas pigul, which is not a zikah in the basic sense of the word zikah, doesn't have a kapora, doesn't have the power to accomplish these two objectives. So the Meila the Gemara asks that if Rabbi Kiva holds like Rebbe that the shechita accomplished nothing, wasn't mekadosh lechem, so the zikah has to do the entire job of being mekadosh the lechem. If it was a zikas pigul, it couldn't impart its kedusha to the lechem, and the mele there would be no din pigul on the lechem legamri. Pigul only applies to something that has kedusha saguf, and the lechem till the zikah has nothing more than kedusha truma falishka, according to Reb Shimon. So it must be that Rebbe Kiva goes according to Rebbe, who says that the shchita did give kedusha saguf to the lechem, and then later when there's a zikas pigul, it gives the psul of pigul and the chiyuvim of pigul to this lechem that already had kedushas haguf before, making it subject to the dinam of pigul. Memela is the only pshat that we're left with to explain Rabbi Kiva, is to say, as we said before, that Rabbi Kiva holds that lechem that was niftal b'yotze could nevertheless receive the full effect of the zrika of the korban, even in the case of zrikas pigul. And Mela, the same thing should apply, at least in an Iboya form, there's a possibility that it should apply, to a case of Zika Shaloi Lishma, that the Lechem should have the same din as the Bosar, and it should be Mutir Bachila just like the Bosar is. That the Gemara now throws off the Kasha of Hai Mai, and supports Rav Popper's claim that there's a different Shat in Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says, Lav itoisad Rav Gidl Omer Rav. Didn't we slog up the sheet of Rav Gidl Omer Rav in the beginning of Masech Tabi'ila? There's a major sugya, and the end of the sugya says that the halach is not like Rav Gidl Omer Rav. Zikas pigul could create a kedusha, could make kodshe kadoshim out of emuri kodshim kalim. It could take off the din me'ila from besar kodshe kadoshim, and on that basis it could also give kedusha to lechem, which never had any previous kedusha saguf, and we do have that choice of explaining Rabbi Kiva's sheet in that manner, that he holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, and there was no kedusha as yet until the zrika, and memela there's no psul yoitza that affects the lechem, and the zikas pigul done to the kvotim does give the din pigul to that lechem, because it gives it a kedusha, and the pigul that goes on top of that kedusha at the same time. Now comes a new piece of Gemara. Boy mine Reb Yirmiyah me Reb Zeira. Reb Yirmiyah asked a shayla from Reb Zeira. Kitzi atzeres sheshkoton lishmon. Let's say the shechita was done lishmon by kitzi atzeres. Va'ovad ha'lechem. And the lechem got lost. Now, at this point, we know that there's zika, and the din should be ovdu lechem, ovdu kvasim. So there's no shayla at all that if the zika was made on the Kitziyateres without the Lechem, these Kitziyateres are possible. Even according to Ben Anis, who said that the Iker is the Kvosim, and the Kvosim could be brought without the Lechem. That's all before there was Zika. Whether the Knufa made Zika or the Shchita made Zika, at this point, after the Shchita, there's surely Zika, and the Kvosim cannot be kosher without the Lechem. However, there is a tzad to say that if the Zika was made Shaloi Lishmo, that Zika should turn the Kvosim into a different type of Korban, which would be necessarily brought without Lechem. It would follow the klal of kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishmon ksheirim ubilvad shaloi olu lebailum l'shem choyva. In case of kvosim shenizbuchu shaloi lishmon, the kashrus would mean that it's a korban and could be eaten, but the lechem has no shachas to that korban anymore. It would be considered like a type of shlomim, which doesn't have any lechem brought along with it. So the shayla of Rabbi Yirmi is this: Kitzei atzeres sheshchotan lishmon v'ovid halechem. Mahu sheyizrek domon shaloi lishmon. To change it from being regular kitzei atzeres, to take away its special halacha that kitzei atzeres have, which ties them to the lechem, and to give it a new halacha of kitzei atzeres that had its avoid shaloi lishmo, which separates it from lechem. And at this point, the separation from the lechem would allow the korban to be eaten and not destroyed. If it was still Kitzei Atzeres, though, the korban would have to be destroyed because of the din of Zika, which tells us of du lechem of the kvosim. So that's why he says mahu sheyizrek domon shaloi lishmon. Could we still make the Zika shaloi lishmo to change the status of the korban to that which is not Kitzei Atzeres, lahatir boser b'achila, to make the boser mutir b'achila? That is to save it from of du kvosim. Amar leiser, Reb Zeir said with Tmiya, could you possibly say that at this point where Lishmoi says that it's Einai Kosher, if the Zika was done Lishmoi in the regular manner of Kitzei Atzeres, it would be possible because of the Lechem of the Kvosim, the Kosher Shaloi Lishmoi, and you could still make it Kosher by doing it Shaloi Lishmoi? The Gemara says, why not Veloi? Why not? What about a Pesach before the time of the Shechitas HaKorban, before Chatzois on Erev Pesach? There ain't a kosher l'shmoi. If you make it l'shmoi, then it's possible, because it's a Pesach Shaloi b'zmanoi. The kosher Shaloi l'shmoi. If it's done Shaloi l'shmoi, it's kosher. The reason is very poshut, because a Pesach Shaloi b'zmanoi could be made into a shlomim. And by doing it Shaloi l'shmoi, you made a Maisa Akir, which removes it from Pesach and changes it to shlomim. And as shlomim, it's kosher before Chatzos. So can't we do the same thing here? It's true that lishmoi, the Kitzei Atzeres, would be possible, but let's make it shaloi lishmoi and make it kosher. So the Gemara says, our case is different. Hochi kamina. I mean to tell you like this. Yesh l'chadova shenir lishmoi. Could it be possible that something that was already roi to be done lishmoi, v'nidche mi lishmoi, but it was nidche, it became possible to do lishmoi, v'ena kosher lishmoi, and now it's no longer kosher lishmoi. Then the kosher shaloi lishmoi, after that, could you rectify it by making it kosher shaloi lishmoi? Shouldn't we consider it to be something that's nidre and that's nifsal, and nothing could help it afterwards? Surely not shaloi lishmoi. The Gemara says, Veloi, I'll give you a case with something that was already kosher lishmoi, and yet still could be rectified by making shaloi lishmoi. Vare Pesach achir zmani, Pesach after yontif, if it was left to ride after the zman hashchita. Bishar yemoi sashona, after the time of the Hesher Korban Pesach, when it had been near Lehakrovas HaKorban Lishmoi during the Zman HaKrovas Korban Pesach, and it was Nitra because it was left to remain after that time, and yet it's Karsha Shaloi Lishmoi. And the says, Hochi Chamin, I mean something else entirely. In our case, Yesh L'Chodover, is there anything else compared to it? Shenir Lishmoi, the Nishchat Lishmoi. It's Tchit was already Lishmoi. The Nitri Lishmoi, and it had a Dichui. It became possible for Lishmoi, which means to say that it's like any kodshim dechuyim that could never become kosher again. There ain't a kosher lishmoi. Could it be possible that the kosher shaloi lishmoi, it could still be rectified and changed into a kosher korban by making it shaloi lishmoi? Which of course would mean that it didn't have a dechiyah gemur in the first place, because there was always a possibility to be masakin it by making it shaloi lishmoi. The Gemara says, V'loi v'hari toida. I'll give you a case where all these things happen, and still it's kosher shaloi lishmoi. We had that case before. If the Shechitas HaToida was made lishmoi, which made a zika between the Toida and its lechem, and then the lechem became lost or destroyed, we still have the opportunity to make the zika of the Toida shaloi lishmoi and turn it into a korban shlomim So why couldn't we do the same thing here by the Shnei Kvosin? Make a Shloi L'Shmoi and turn it into a Korban Shlomim. And the Gemara says, the same chiluk that the Gemara had said earlier, Shani Toida, that Toida is much different. The Rachmona Karya Shlomim, the Torah called it by the name Shlomim, and we do have the option of turning it into a regular Korban Shlomim that comes without Lechem, through a Machshava of Shloi L'Shmoi. The Torah gives us the option of making this Akira, but Shnei Kvosim cannot be thought of as a regular Shlomim, because they're Kodshei Kadoshim, and they're a Korban Sibur, and the Torah never gave it the title of Shlomim in the ordinary sense of the word. And even if we made it Shloi L'Shmoi, it wouldn't transform it into a Korban Shlomim. The only effect of Shloi L'Shmoi, if it was done during the Shechita, would be to take these Shnei Kvosim and to give it the general klal of Kol Hazvachim Shenizbuchu Shloi L'Shmon K'sherim Elof Shloi Yolol L'Shem Choyva. And being Kvosim that are Shloi L'Shem Choyva, they would be without Lechem Bal Korcha. In other words, it wouldn't be Shlomim, it would be Kvosim Shnei Kisei Atzeres Shloi L'Shem Choyva. It's sort of like having a partial psul. It's kosher, but limited to the degree that it can't have lechem. But it's not a shlomim. And the mele, that only applies if it's done from the beginning, shaloi lishmoi. But if it was made lishmoi, and it's on the way to its form of being kosher with lechem, the fact that it lost that status should be considered a psul, enough to be matcha the korban, and it shouldn't be able to have the status of kisei atzeres shaloi lishmoi, which would enable it to be kosher without lechem. Now we go to the next piece. Tone Rabbonon. Shochat Shnei Kvosim al Arba Chalais. What is the Shechita done to the Shnei Kvosim? But at the time there were four Chalais baked. And of course, necessarily, the Tnufa Mechayim, the Tnufa before Shechita, was also done with all four Chalais. But now, of course, the rest of the Avoida could only be completed with two Chalais. That is the Tnufa Leach HaShechita, where the Lechem has a joint Tnufa with the Emurim of the Korb. The reason why we're able to do this, by the way, and not consider the korban posel because it had two mechalas, is simply because the kedusha that the shechitas hazevach imparts to the korban is only chal on two of the four chalas, and the other two only have kedusha salishka. So the Gemara tells us what should be done, and everything will be explained. Moishech shtayim mehem, we pull out two of the four, umenifon, and we make the second tnufa, but v'hashar necholas pidyon. The other two are eaten after pidyon. Now, let's go weiter in the Gemara, and then we'll explain everything clearly. Amru Rabbonin Kameder Rav Chisda. The Rabbonin said this price over to Rav Chisda, and they said, Hodoloi Kerebi. This din wouldn't work out according to Rebbe, who said that the Shechit is Mekadosh Lechem. The Rebbe, even the Omer Shechit Mekadosh, Rebbe who said that Shechit is Mekadosh, we have a problem with the pidyon that we'll make. Now, before we get involved in the problem, let's first spell out what the situation would be according to Rebbe, and then we'll find out what the problem is. According to Rebbe, the Shechita made Kiddusha. Now, there are four Chalas during the Shechita, and we have no idea of which two of the four received the Kiddusha from the Shechita. There's Kiddusha to only two of the four. There's only that much Kiddusha in the Shechita's Akorn. Now, there's no way of pulling out two and saying arbitrarily, these two had the Kiddusha and the other two didn't. So we have four chalas. Two became kodesh through shchita, and two still have kedusha halishka. Now, after that, we would make the zrika. So the two that are kodesh become mutar l'achila through the zrika. The other two are osur b'achila because of their kedusha halishka. Now, the only way to get that kedusha away, so that we should be able to eat those two and consequently all four, is to make pidyon and to turn those two into chulin. Of course, that's easy enough, even though we don't know which two have Kedusha Halishka and which two became Mutter through the Zika. We make Pidyon Min Haftam on the two that still are Kodesh to Kedusha Halishka, B'chol Makam Shehein. And after the Pidyon, two are Chulin and may be eaten, and two are Kodshim Shehutru Ba'achila and also may be eaten, and we could then go and eat all four. The problem is, though, the Porak Lu Hecha. Where will the Lechem be when we make the Pidyon? If we would take the lechem and place it outside of the Azorah and then make the pidyon, if the lehu b'yoytzei, the pasuk says that the entire korban, including the lechem, should be lifnei Hashem. In the mele, once they're taken out of the Azorah, they're no longer lifnei Hashem, and they'll be pasul b'yoytzei. Now, the reason the Gemara has to bring the pasuk lifnei Hashem here is because if not, we wouldn't know that the lechem over here is nifsal b'yotzin. Maybe it has a din like lachme toida or lachme el nozer, which could be eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim. So we do need a pasuk to tell us that the lechem has to always be lifnei Hashem. Like it says in the pasuk, v'heinis hakoyen oisam alechem habikurim lifnei Hashem. And now that we know that the lechem has the dinim of kodesh kadoshim and their nifsal b'yotzin, so what should we do? Should we take all four out of the Azorah and make pidyon on the two that still have kedushas dom and the chol makom shehem? Well, what will we accomplish? Those two will be kosher, but the two that are part of the korban will be posel, be yotze, and since we wouldn't know which ones are which, we would be offered to eat all four of them, because two of the four are posel, be yotze. Igavoi, if we let them inside the Azorah, hom ayol chulin l'Azorah, we'll have brought chulin into the Azorah. Now, there are cases where you're allowed to bring chulin into the Azorah, if it helps you eat the kodshim l'moshel. We're told that the kohen could eat his karbonis with the bread and with mustard, with anything that helps him eat it, the kederach sheham lochem oichli. But over here, by making pidyon on these two chalas, it only enables us to eat all four chalas. But it doesn't actually assist in the achilas hakochim per se, and in Mela there's a problem of chulin le'azor over here. So because of this foregoing problem, we just showed that this b'raisa can't go alibi de'ebi, and Mela has to go alibi de'ebi lots of Reb Shimon. There should be no problem, because since the Shechita doesn't make any Kiddush at all, so none of the Chalas have any Kiddush. And we could just put two aside and take two arbitrarily and have in Zin that these two should become Kaddish during this Zrikin. And then the Tnufa would be made on Bedafka on those two. The other two, of course, could be taken out of the Azorah. Pidyon could be made to remove the Kiddush Salishka. And in this manner, all four could be eaten. So the Gemara says, Amlu Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Lo'olam k'rebi, that we could have signed the b'raisa like Rebbe. What about the problem of making pidyon that we spoke about? The answer to that is, Uporuk luhu gavoy. We're pointing them while we're on the Azorah. What about the problem of chulin b'Azorah? The chulin me'melaka havyon. Nobody's bringing chulin into the Azorah. We just remove the kedusha, something that's already in the Azorah, and it becomes chulin me'mela. Now, it seems that the Gemara was not troubled by the problem of eating the chulin b'Azorah, just by the problem of bringing it into the Azorah. But once it's in here, then we could eat it, even though it's chulin, especially in our case, where it'll help us to be able to eat the korban, because unless we could eat all four chalas, we could eat none, since we don't know which two are the korban and which two are the chulin that resulted because of our pidyon. Now, the B'raisa spoke about Moshech Shtayim Mehen U'menifon, that we make Tanufa with two out of the four. Now, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, it's very easy to make Tanufa with two out of the four, because since before the Zika, one could arbitrarily pick two and have the Zika be Makadosh those two, and then, of course, Tanufa is made with those two. But according to Rabbi, what does Moshech Shtayim Mehen U'menifon mean? How do we just arbitrarily pick out two? We don't know which two are the Korban and which two are Chulin. Or are about to become chulin, I should say, after the pidyon. So Tosis explains that we can't make tenufa with more than two, but what we should do is take every combination of two out of the four, for which there are six possibilities, and make tenufa six times over until we have every possible combination of two within these four chalas. By the way, when we make tenufa, there's no problem of chulin b'azor, because at that time it still has kedusha salishka. And there are many Gemaras that tell us that these things are not considered chulin b'azor, even though it doesn't have kedushas hakorban. It's only later on, when we remove the kedushas halishka, after we're finished with the pidyon, that we have the problem of chulin b'azor. Something that must be mentioned over here is that we still may make pidyon, despite the fact that all four chalas were baked in a tanah shel kodesh. And the reason is because we never say taner mekadshon to more than the amount of chalas that are required by the korban. The Tana was only mekadosh two chalas. The other two have no kedushas haguf, and mele pidyon could still be performed on them. And that is the main point of this b'raisa, to tell us that kedusha was only chal on two of the four. We don't know which two, but that's all kedusha was chal on. And the other two are still subject to pidyon. Then the Gemara asks, Amalei Ravinu Ravashi, for Hatanya kesher poidon ein poidon ala bachut. Doesn't the b'raisa tell us that the pidyon must be made b'chutz? It seems that the b'raisa doesn't agree with the svara of chulin memela havyon, and the pidyon has to be made b'chutz.
So the Gemara says, Avadi Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. That braisa definitely goes like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. And the Meila Loiter Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, the Pshatna braisa is very poshut. We just take two, make the Zriki Kenegdom to be Makadosh them, make Tanufa with those two, and the other two are removed from the Azorah, and they're in Necholes the Pidyon. I mentioned before that, according to the Akimta, that puts the Beraisa like Rebbe, we would have a problem of making the Tanufa. How do you make Tanufa in groups of two? And I said that Tosfos says you take all combinations of two and make Tanufa with each of them. Rashi is very dissatisfied with that, and he says that the Gemara could have also proved that it can't go like Rebbe, because there's no eitz in the world to be Mekayim Moshech Shtayim Mehem Umenifon. To complete the Loshon HaGemara, it says, Havadei Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Hi, Dei Rebbe, if we would make the Akimta like Rebbe, Ho Isulu Lahu B'Yotze. There's no way we could take it out of the Azorah, because they would become possible Yotze. That is, the two that are recorded would become possible Yotze. Omar Lei Rav Acha B'Ede Rav Rav Ashi. Rav Acha B'Ede Rav after Kasha Tit Rav Ashi, Lei Metevi Tiyuvtei Rav Yochanan. L'choyer, from this B'Aisa, we could slug up the sheet of Rav Yochanan. Meho, from this, the Itma, Toide Sheshchoto Al Shmoinim Chalef. If a person shechted a toide, which is supposed to have 40 chalef, and he shechted it on 80, he prepared 80 chalef. So, Cheski Omar, Kochu Arboy Mitoch Shmoinim. That 40 out of the 80 become Kodesh, which was Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Loi Kochu Arboy Mitoch Shmoinim. Rabbi Yochanan says, nothing becomes Kodesh. All 80 remain Choyl. Now, it seems clear that Rav Acha B'Ede Rove, who asked his kasha to Rav Ashi, is being miyashev the previous braisa like Rebbe, not like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Because according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, there was no kedusha chal on two out of the four chalas, on two out of the four lechem. Adrabe, after the shechita, nothing was kodesh at all. And during the zrika, when the kedusha was chal, by that time we already set aside two chalas to receive the kedusha, and the other two were put aside to be taken out of the azorah for pidyon. So there was never any case of kochu shnayim mitoch arbo, which would be similar to Chizki Yashit over here, and the loike Rabbi Yochanan. It's only the Ukimta like Rebbe that made him say lemetevi tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan, because we said like Rebbe that two of the four are kodesh and two are not kodesh, and so on, which seems identical with the sheet of Chizki who said kochu arbo mitoch shmoinim. And on that, Ravashi answered, "V'lav miit ma'alod, didn't we learn concerning the machlokes Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan?" That Omer Abzeira, Hakol Moidim Hechadi Omer, Likachu Arbor Mitoch Shmoinim, the Kodesh. Everyone's Moid is that if he specifically said that 40 out of the 80 should be Kodesh, then 40 out of the 80 are Kodesh. And we have the same situation as we had before according to Rebbe. That Omer Abzeira, Hakol Moidim, everyone's Moid Hechadi Omer, Likachu Arbor Mitoch Shmoinim. That when we say 40 out of the 80 should be Kodesh, the Kodesh, that those 40 are Kodesh. In such a case, there's no machlokes between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. Hochanami, the same will apply to the case of four lechem, where we said that alib de Rebbe, two out of two, four will become kodesh. The Omer likotshu tati mitoch arba. It's talking where he specifically said that, yes, two out of the four should become kodesh. And the Gemara in other places explains that the machlokes Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan is only when he said the loshen stam that he's mekadesh all edi chalis. In such a case, since it's impossible to be Mekadosh all 80 chalas. So Rabbi Yochanan says that kol she'enoi b'zeach hazeh, hafilu b'vatzach hafeinoi. One last reflection before going on to the next piece of Gemara. We said that in a case where there were four chalas, and two are kodesh, that's muta b'achila, and two had pidyon, and may be eaten because they're chulin, and all four are in the Azorah, Rashi said that they have to be eaten in the Azorah. Of course, the ones that are chulin may be taken out of the Azorah, but we have no way of identifying the ones that are chulin, and separating them from the ones that are kodesh, which of course may not be taken out of the Azorah. Therefore, all four have to be eaten in the Azorah. The Rambam writes the following Loshon in Halacha Yud Beis of Perek Ches in Hilchos Tamidim Musafim. He says, Shochat Shnei Kvosim al Arba Chalos im Omar Yikotshu Shtayim Mitoch Arba, which is the Loshon HaGemor, that the only way it works is if he said Befeirish Yikotshu Shtayim Mitoch Arba. Then Moshech Shtayim Mehem Umenifon, he pulls out two and makes tenufa. The Hashor Poidin Oison Bifnim, and the rest we make Pidyon Bifnim. Now so far it's exactly the Loshon HaGemara, but then he says the following words: V'ne'acholin b'chutz kishar ha'chulin, and the two that had Pidyon are eaten b'chutz like all chulin. Now the Lechem Mishnah asks, how is that possible? After all, we don't know which two are chulin and which two are kodshim. And do we have any way of pulling out two and designating them as chulin? The Lecha Mishnah remains by Akasha. Now, it's possible that the Rambam learns that since the Gemara said specifically at the end of the sugya that the only way to become kodesh is if he said, "Befeirish yikodshu shtayim mitoich arba," I want two out of the four to become kodesh. So, by saying this Lashon, it's as if he made a t'nai when he was Makadish the two. And the t'nai was that he reserved for himself the right to pull out two and designate them as being kodesh. Now, this is a type of breira. Breira means that at the time he made the Kedusha, he didn't know which two would become kodesh. And it became clear later on what became kodesh at the time of the Kedusha. Now, that's called breira, and normally that wouldn't be allowed by any din d'oraisa. However, we do find such halachas by kodshim. For instance, when a person brings shtei chatoyos le'achrayos, he's magdish two behemoths that one is achroy for the other. If one gets lost, they'll have the other one for a korban chatos. But if both are kayam until the time of the hakrovet, he's makriv one and the other one becomes a moiser chatos. It's not a chatos that is kapir bo'aleho, and it's used as a korban oila. That is the nidras tzibur. By oifos, we have din that's similar. When a person is magdish two oifos with the kedusha stuma, he could designate which one is the chatos and which one is the oila only later on at the time of hakrova when the kohen does the avoda. Here too, there's a condition that's similar to breira, which we find by kodshim, which doesn't exist in other cases. Perhaps the Rambam learned that this din of yikodshu shnayim mitoch arba also follows such a klal that it's as if he made four leachrayus, giving him the option to pick out two arbitrarily and say that these two are the ones that were originally kodesh, and the other two lose their complete kedusha and become chulin l'mafreya. And the mokar of the Rambam would be from the din of Moishech Shnayim Mehem Uminifon, that Al Gemara said you pull out two and you make tenufa on those two and you could push aside the other two. And the Lashon HaGemara is suggestive of this perush, that the other two become chulin, after pidyon, that is. However, we've seen that the other Yishayim don't learn like this, because following the general guidelines we find in Kodshim, it would seem more that until the end it's impossible to identify which two became the chalos that are for the korban and which two have just the kedusha felishka, which require pidyon. Also, the Gemara says that the pidyon must be made bifnim; it can't be made bachut, because there would be a requirement of lifnei Hashem that we don't follow. It would be compulsive if we take them outside. Now, it seems to say that we have to take all four chalos outside to make the pidyon bachut. If we could arbitrarily pick out which ones have only kedusha felishka, why can't we take them outside? There's no requirement of lifnei Hashem on kedusha felishka. Now let's go to the next piece of Gemara. Tani Rav Chanina Tirosa Kamed Rav Yochanan. Rav Chanina Tirosa said a braise in front of Rav Yochanan, and it said like this: Shochat arbo kvosim al beis chalos. If there were four kvosim that were geshochten, to be mekadesh two chalos. In that case, Moishech Shnayim Mehem, he pulls out two, Vizoyer Dom and Shaloy Lishmon, and he makes a Zikas Adama the first two, Shaloy Lishmon. Shem Yata Oimekach, if he's not going to do like this, if Sadat Oasachroinim, then you'll be mastered the others. Rashi explains the following. Once there was shchita on four kvosim, lishmo, in order to complete the avoda, we have to pick out two only and make the drika lishmo. We can make, because the mitzvah is only with two, it's impossible to make more than two, l'shem kivsei atzeres, but we have to decide which two should have drika lishmo and which two should have drika shaloi lishmo. Now, if we made the first two lishmo, and we would say, these are the kivsei atzeres, and the mitzvah is done. When we take a look at these last two kvosim, we'd have no choice but to puffle them, and not do anything, but just allow them to be destroyed. The reason is the following. There's no way to make them lishmo. There are only two kivsei atzeres, not four. Now, if we'd make them shaloi lishmo, so that they should have the halacha of kivsei atzeres shenishchatu v'nidriku shaloi lishmon, which would make them kosher v'loi olu l'shein ha-mitzvah, which would allow them to be eaten without chalif. We know that can't be done from an earlier Gemara, because we said, Yesh lo chadovar, is there anything, shenishchatu lishmon, v'nidchemi lishmon, and it's kosher only shaloi lishmoi? Once it was done lishmoi, once the shechita was done lishmoi, and it got to a position where it became nifsal and not roi for lishmoi any longer, so it cannot become kosher shaloi lishmoi. The Gemara had decided that at the end of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The dchia from being brought, from being nizrak lishmoi, is like a dichui which puffles the korban, and it can't be rectified any longer.
So if we'd make the first two lishmon, the second two cannot be brought either lishmon or shaloi lishmon. However, the first two could be brought shaloi lishmon. Why? Because the first two were not nitche from being brought lishmon. The shechita was lishmon, and they were roi to have a zrika lishmon. And even at the time that the zrika is being made shaloi lishmon, at that very moment, it's still roi to make the zrika lishmon. And because it had no dichui, so it could be brought shaloi lishmon. The only thing is that the machshav of shaloi lishmon will separate it from the chalif and turn it into a korban shaloi olah l'shem mitzvah, and it will be kosher to be eaten, and it wouldn't have to be destroyed. But if the first two were made lishmon, then the other two would have been nitche by that time. They're not roif lishmon any longer, and therefore they're not roif shaloi lishmon either. That's what the Gemara means when it says she'im iyat ha'im mekach. If you're not going to say that you make the first two shaloi lishmon, but you'll make the first two lishmon, his sadat ha'achroinim, you're going to lose the last ones altogether, and they'll have to be destroyed. Now, Tosfos asks a very obvious kasha. We had decided before that shchita is koveya. Shchita makes zika. And it ties the lechem to the kvasim. In this case, once the shechita was made on four kvasim, so it seems that all four kvasim should be tied to these shtei halechem. Now, once the first two have a zikah shaloi lishmon, which removes them from the status of kivsei atzeres, it's as if they were lost, they were destroyed, because they're no longer kivsei atzeres, they become a different carbon. In that case, because of the din of zikah, we should have to destroy the lechem, like we say, ovdu kvasim, ovdu lechem. The Tosfos says, there is no zika here at all. Because when four behemoths are geshochten, it's not misbar which two are the ones that are connected to the lechem and which two are not. And once there's no clear beer as to what shape and form the zika takes, then there can't be any zika at all. Because zika is a definite relationship between kvasim and chalos, the thing that ties them together. And there can't be any definite relationship and link between undefined kvasim and chalos. This is the way Tosfos looks at it. But the Shita Mekubetzes and the Rashba bring a difference for it. They say like this, that these four kvasim are like four kvasim liachrayas. We spoke earlier about shtei chatois liachrayas. These four kvasim all have a kedusha kololis of kisei atzeres. The idea of achrayas is that if one gets lost, then the other one takes its place. And one can do this when it comes to kachim. So when the first two kvasim have a zikah shaloi lishmon, it doesn't mean of the kvasim. It means that these kvasim were pushed aside, that the others should take the place of these two. That's not called avdu, adarab. When the first two were brought shaloi lishmon, the zika was strengthened, because it became clear which two were finally designated as the real kivsei atzeres. In short, the kivsei atzeres were not lost. It was just that the kedusha of kivsei atzeres was positively identified and shifted from one animal to the other. There's another problem here, though, from a different viewpoint. When these four kvasim were geshochten, it wasn't all done the vasachas. The shchita followed first one, then the other, then the third, and the fourth. Now, according to Rebbe, the shchita of the first two were mekadesh the lechem. The shchita of the other two didn't create any kedusha on the lechem. But because all four were designated as kivsei atzeres, the last two shchitas were also considered the shchita shel kivsei atzeres. That we must say from the Gemara. Otherwise, it would be impossible to pick out the last two and say that they're going to be the kivsei atzeres. All four were karbonos l'achrayas, and all four shchitas were valid shchitas, and the behemoths until the zika are all joy to be finally designated as kivsei atzeres. There's no doubt about that. But the kedusha on the lechem technically was made by the first two, because once it was kodesh for the shchit of the first two, it was kodesh, and that couldn't be changed. The shchit of the last two were not mekadesh the lechem. Now, when it comes to the zika, since we pushed aside the first two, it'll come out that the zika of the last two karbonos were matir the lechem. So a very odd thing will take place. The shchita of two behemoths are mekadesh the lechem, and the zika of two other behemoths will be matir the lechem. Now, how could such a thing be? So again, the Rishonim point out that this is a situation that we do find by kodshim. We have a case where someone brought two karbonos osham. He was only mechuyev one, but he brought them both leachrayas, and the shchita was made on both. And the blood of the first one that was geshochten spilled out, and the zika couldn't be made. The halacha is that a zika is made from the second one, and that zika takes me'ilah off the first one. Because once the zika makes a kapara on the bal hakorban, then there's no me'ilah on the korban that he brought. Since he brought two karbonos l'achrayas, so whatever zika he makes, even if it's on the second one, has the power to take me'ilah off both his hashamlis. Now here too,
in being Yotzei's Korban Hashem, the Avodas HaShechita was done on the first one, and the Zika was done on the second one, and the two combine to form a complete Kapora. So over here too, with regard to the Lechem, the Shechita of the first two Kvasim were Mekadosh the Lechem, and the Zika on the last two Kvasim were Mata the Lechem and completed the Avodah. The Gemara goes weiter. Omele Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked on this, v'chi oim v'loi li'odam. Could one say to a person, amoid v'chato, get up and do an aveir b'shul shetizke, so that you should create a schus? Over here, there's an aveir being done. Because when the first two are being brought shaloi l'shmon, when the zik is made shaloi l'shmon, there's an iser to be mashana in a korban. That's the first Gemara in Masech Tezvachim. That it's also to be mashana in a korban. The Gemara there brings a posik to show that even if one shinu, even if one shalei l'shma was made in a korban, a second one can't be made. But the fact that one cannot be mashan in a korban is assumed for a dova poshut by the Gemara to be an iser mederaisa. So over here we're telling someone to have two machshavos shalei l'shma, which are called shinuyim in the korban. They do change the status of the first two kvasim. They free them from their lechem and change them into something other than regular kisei atzeres. And that's an iser, and the reason we do it is in order to save the last two karbonas. For Hatnan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? It says, Evorei chatas shenesorvu be'evorei oilo. If the parts of the chatas were mixed up with parts of the oilo. Now, the oilo has to go on the mizbech and be burned. The parts of the chatas should be eaten. If they got mixed up, we don't know which are to be eaten and which are to be put on the mizbech. So, there's no doubt in the world we can't eat them. That's gone, the possibility of eating them. But the Eliezer, I'm there. Yit l'malo. All these Eivorim should be put on the fire on top of the Mizbeach. And what about the Besar Chatos? The Oyani, yes, Besar Chatos l'malo. I look at the Boser of Chatos, which is being burnt against the Halacha, ki'ilu hi yaitzim, as if it's more fuel that's added to the fire of the Mizbeach. Now, this is an old machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer says that we could take Eivorim which should be eaten. And despite the fact that there's a lav of kol shemimenu le'ishim, loy saktiru la'ashem, anything that part of it was taken for haktor and the remainder is designated for eating, may not go into mizbeach for haktor. Loy saktiru mimenu isha la'ashem. The Rabbi Eliezer says that the pasuk tells us there's an iser to be maktir, there's an iser to take avorim that are designated for achila and use them for the avoidas haktor. But if one is mechavan to use them l'shem eitzim, just to added fuel in the mizbeach, he may. There's no iser deraisa in that at all. This is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. All these Eivorim have to be left to become Noiser, and they should be burnt with all the other Noiser. Now, Amai, why should we do that? Leime, let's tell the person, the Kohen, Amoid v'chato, get up and do an Aveira, take all the Eivorim and put them on the fire of the Mizbeach, and be over the Yisr of Kol Shem Imenu Lishem Lo Yisaktiru L'Hashem, because the Chachamim say that it's an Yisr. There's no Bereira to do it L'Shem Eitzim. In any which way that you put it on the fire, it's an Yisr. This is the Shita of the Chachamim. But yet, we should allow him to do that Aveira, Bishvil Shetizke, in order to save the Korban from being destroyed. So the Gemara answers, there's a difference. Amoid v'chato b'chatos, Bishvil Shetizke b'chatos. If the Aveir was to be done to a Chatos, so as to save a Korban Chatos, that we could say, Amrinon, Amoid v'chato b'chatos, but do an Aveir by burning a Chatos, b'shul shatizke b'oilo, so that you should save a Korban Oilo, loy Amrinon, this we don't say. In our Gemara, we have four Kisei Atzeres. We're doing an Aveir and being Mishana the first two, so as to save the last two. But all four are really like one large Korban. They're partners, Balei Achraya, so to speak, on one mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kisei Atzeres. So it's considered like one single carbon, and by doing an Aveira, being Mishana, the first two, in order to save the last two, it's as if we do an Aveira to that very same carbon to save the carbon itself. And Chazal say this may be done, even if there's an Issa Derais involved. But in the case of Chatas V'Elush and Asarvu, it can't be done because the Aveira is to the carbon Chatas. It's the Chatas that's being used, Shaloi Kedin, but it's the oil that's being saved, and the mela that can't be done. Now, there's an extremely big chiddush here in the Gemara. The Gemara says very clearly we could be oiver even a lav. In our Gemara, we're not being oiver a lav. The iser to be mashana korban is a svor. The Gemara says it's deraisa, but it's definitely not a lav. Burning parts of the korban chatas on the mizbeach, according to the Chachonim, is definitely a lav. And yet, the Gemara says, if we could do that, say the korban chatas, we would do it. So we see over here that this is a type of dechiyat, this gather of chato v'shul shetizke, that the chiyuv to bring a korban, or rather to save a korban from being destroyed, is enough to push aside a lav in certain cases. Now, it definitely doesn't follow the Gedorim of Asei Doicha Loisase. An Asei is only Doicha Loisase if at the time the Asei is being Mekuyim, but the Loisase is being Nitche. It has to be Be'itne, like the Gemara says. Now, over here, when we make the first two Kvosim, Shaloi Lashmo, we definitely are not being Mekayim the Mitzvah until later when we're Zorik the last two Kvosim, Lashmo. But it seems as if this is a gather by Kochim, that one could push aside one Isra of Kochim in order to save a Korban that is in danger of being destroyed. We see clearly from the Gemara that this only applies to a Korban that was already geshochten and is still kosher and still can be saved. In a case, for instance, where the Korban had no shrites yet, let's say Tenufa oi Sezika, and we made Tenufa between the Kvosim and the Chalos, and then the Chalos were lost. So we say Ovdu Chalos Ovdu Kvosim. And the Kvosim will have to wait till they get a Mum, and they'll have to be pidyon on these Kvosim. And we don't say, let's go ahead and make a shchita on them, shaloi l'shmo, in order to save the korban. Because we have another way out, and even if we didn't have another way out, since it's not a full-fledged korban, there was no shchita done in the Azorah, so there's no chiv, there's no desperate chiv, so to speak, to go ahead and save this korban at the expense of being over in Nisa. It's only when there's already shchita on the korban, and there's a very, very big chiyuv to finish the avoid, it's in the middle, then we say that we could be over on an iser of kochim in order to save the korban. Then the Gemara asks, uvechada milfa miyomer, when it comes to one thing, do we say amoid v'chato b'shul shatiske? V'hatani, didn't we learn kivsei atzeh sheshochtan shaloi l'shmon? If we shechted kivsei atzeh shaloi l'shmon, or sheshochtan bein l'fnei zman and bein l'achizmanan? Or if we shechted them in the wrong time, before shvuas, or after shvuas, and they're definitely not kosher for kisei atzeres. But as you know, the halacha is that they could be eaten. Hadom yizorik v'habote yeyochel. You make zirkas hadam, and the meat is eaten like a korban shaloi ola l'shem mitzvah. We discuss him hoysa Shabbos, but if this happened on Shabbos, lo yizorik, then you're not allowed to make zirkas hadam, because it's a shvus, it's a nisad rabbon, to go ahead and make zirkas hadam on Shabbos. V'yim zorak hurtze. But what if he did make zirkas hadam, he was over on the shvus, then hurtze, then the korban is accepted. L'haktar emurim lo'erev, but of course the haktaras emurim have to be made by night, which is allowed. Haktaras emurim could be made by night. The Gemara says, v'yamai, but why should we say that? Lema amoid chato on Shabbos, let's say there wasn't a zrika made. So let him get up and be over the Yisad Rabbanan and make the zrika, v'shul shetizke, that he should be zoicha and save the korban from being destroyed by making the haktaras emurim by night. The Gemara answers, "Amoid chato b'Shabbos, kedei shetizke b'Shabbos habinon." If we could possibly do something with the korban on Shabbos, then we would say, "Let's be over this iser of Shabbos in order to be able to save the korban on Shabbos." Amoid chato b'Shabbos, kedei shetizke b'choil lo yabinon. But to be zoicha to do something on choil with the korban, that we don't say. Now, first of all, we see from here that we'll even be over an iser Shabbos, not just an iser in kodshim, in order to be zoicha and save the korban. Of course, the Yisr Shabbos over here is an Yisr Rabbonan, but nevertheless, we see we push aside other Yisurim, not just Yisurei Kodshim, in order to save a Korban. And another thing we see is that we treat it as if Shabbos is being compensated for its violation. If you did an Aveir and were Machal Shabbos by being over the Yisr of Zika, the Shavuos, then you compensate by being Mesakan a Korban on Shabbos itself. It's as if the Kedusha of Shabbos have compensation, the loss is made up. But since that can't be done, so we don't offend Shabbos in order to be zoicha for kodshim. If the korban could be used on Shabbos, then it would be considered as if we made up the iser to Shabbos by doing the mitzvah of korban on Shabbos. Tosfos asks that why can't we save the korban on Shabbos by eating the basar on Shabbos? Even if we can't be makta de emurim till after Shabbos, we could still eat the basar raw on Shabbos. Now, you know that you're not supposed to eat Boser of a korban before Haktoras Emurim, but if you can't be Makta de Emurim, so it's Nasa Kemisha Neva, that is as if the Emurim were lost or destroyed, and you can eat the korban. So why can't we say, Amoid v'chato b'Shabbos v'shul shetizke b'Shabbos? So Tosfos says, the Achila of the Boser in a raw state is not considered to be a real Achilas Kodshim. It's not a schus b'kitzir, it is Achilas Kodshim, but it's not a schus to the extent that we could say amoid v'chato b'shul shetizke, not considered a monumental accomplishment. A schus that's worthy of having an iser being done to have that schus. Now, as you could easily see, the gedorim that we have here are very mechudishtik, and they're not found in other places in Shas. But derech klal, the
guidelines of Asei Doich Aloy Safe, or in case one Asei is being Doich another Asei, that could be even Shaloy Behidne, if one Asei is more Chashev than the other Asei. These Gedorim are very clearly defined. But over here we have some loose set of Gedorim, which tells us that one could be Oiver and Issa Deraisa in order to be Zoiche, to prevent a Chilu Hashem, so to speak, the destruction of a carbon which is in process and already went through the Shechita and is in danger of being destroyed. The Chashivas of Kodesh at that point is so great that it's Kedai to be Oiver and Issa Deraisa. Then the Gemara asks, "Uvetarte milu layomer?" When it comes to two separate things, we don't say "Amoid v'chato b'shul shatiske." But now, didn't we learn "Chovet shel truma shenishper b'kaso al yoina"? If there's a barrel of truma wine, which broke and is leaking little by little down from the wine press, beneath the wine press there's a cistern that contains other wine, and the barrel of truma wine is up there on top of the press. Uvetachtoin chulin tamein, and at the bottom there's chulin that's tamei. Now, if the truma leak into the chulin, all the wine will have to be destroyed, because truma tamei cannot be used for anything, especially wine. Oil of truma that's tamei could be used for fuel, but wine of truma tamei could hardly be used for anything. So, if the truma tahor will leak into the chulin tamei on the bottom, the truma will become tamei, and there will be a taruvus of chulin and truma tamei, which will have to be destroyed. So, moider of elezer v'yeshua, if elezer v'yeshua booked moider shem yochel hatzel mimen rezias betara yatzel. If there's any way of saving just one levius of the entire barrel on top, so let the whole thing but that one levius leak into the chulin on bottom in order to save that one levius betara. It means, of course, that he's able to go get a keli that's tohor and run to the place where the keli is and come back in time to save the last levius from the chovis. Here at the spot where all this is happening, the man only has kelim tameim. And if he tried to save the truma from leaking into the chulin, he would have to use kelim tameim and be metame the truma during this time. Now, that's an issa deraisa to be metame truma. It says in Pasuk es mishmeres trumaisai that you have to watch truma and prevent it from being spoiled, and one of the main dangers to prevent it from is from becoming tamei. So by saving the truma from leaking into the chulin with kelim tameim, there's an issa. Now, he has to allow it to go into the chulin, where the truma and the chulin will both be destroyed, if it's possible to protect at least one nerzias of truma. V'yam lav, but if he can't do it, by the time he'll come back with a keli tor, it will all have leaked out into the chulin. Rebbe Lezer Oimer, teiret v'titma, let it all fall and become tomei, val yatamena biyad. It's also to be matamet by using a keli tomei, even if it means saving the chulin, but there's an issue of mishmeres trumaisai, and you have to protect the truma. Rebbe Yeshua Oimer, af yatamena biyad. Rabbi Yeshua says you could be matami the truma with his hands, in other words, take this keli tomei and catch all the truma and save the chulin. So here we see that we could do an aveira, amoid v'chator, and be matami truma in order to save chulin. We're not even saving kachem over here. So loy dai that this case is a kasha on the rule we just said, that betray milu loy aminan amoid v'chator b'shul shetizkeh. Would be even a kasha if there was one milsa over here, because we're doing the aveira in order to save chulin, not to save kachem. But the Gemara answers that it's no kasha bechlal. Shani hosam de latuma ka'ozla. The whole thing is going to become tomei anyway. This is the reasoning of Rav Yeshua. There's no chiyuv mishmeres trumaisai bechlal by this truma, because it's hoylach li'ibud. It's of its own going to become tomei. So it's as good as tomei right now. It has no shmir. There's nothing to save. And by being matamei it, you're not violating again the shmir, because it's not shomer at this present time. That's why if you could still save one revias betara, so there's a chiyuv shmir on the entire chovis, because the shmir on that one revias prevents you from using kelim tameim to be matamei that revias. Rebbe Lezer holds that there's an issa to be matamei tumah in any case, whether the truma is shomer or not shomer. Just one last ha'or b'negeya to the sugya of abo kvosim sheshochtan al shtei chalois. I had remarked earlier that we're talking about a case where they brought all four kvosim liachrayus. That means all four were intended to be used as the shnei kvosim, but of course eventually two of them would have to be picked out and designated finally as the shnei kvosim. But the four were pooled together, as we find by shtei chatoris liachrayus, as a group of karbonas, from which ultimately two will have to be taken out and the other two rejected. The Chofetz Chaim, in fact, points this out very clearly when he says that if you just shechted four karbonas in a row, the first two would be the kisei atzeres, and the other two would automatically be considered shaloi lishma. because once two are already geshochem l'shmo, it's impossible to go ahead and shech two others. They're being brought for no purpose at all. But they have to be designated l'chatchila as four animals being made available for the ultimate need of two for the kibbutz yatzeres. And therefore, meikore, it was planned out that way, that two should be nizrik l'shmo and two should have the dam nizrik shaloi l'shmo. The Zika of Shaloi L'shmo is not something that wasn't intended from the very beginning. And yet you see that the Gemara considers it a chet, an aveir, to be mishana from the korban. Because once there was a shchita, l'shem kibbutz yatzeres, any shinui from that is a chet of being mishana. It's a little difficult to understand because it's impossible to make more than two l'shmo. And from the very beginning it was designated that two should be Shaloi L'shmo. Now it seems that the reason is that it's always a mitzvah na'amuvcher to take the first two and be mekayim the mitzvah with it. Like mitzvah berishon or ein mavir na'al mitzvahs, and by passing over the first two and meikorim making them shaloi l'shmo, that is considered a shinui, despite the fact that the kedusha that they had all along was designated for making two eventually shaloi l'shmo.